tuning in. You're listening to WKRM 103.7 FM. It's now time for Front Porch Happenings with Delk Kennedy.
Okay, welcome in Front Porch Happenings. My name is Delk Kennedy. This is the time and station each week where we talk about what's going on in Columbia, Murray County, Southern Middle Tennessee, and the weekend, week, and weeks to come. And we have got a lot going on. Spring is springing like crazy. My co-host, James Dickinson. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Delk. Great to see our new day folks here with us again today. We're excited that we're a couple weeks away from the big events. It's good times in Murray County.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Well, let's see. We're this Sunday is Palm Sunday. A week from Sunday is Easter Sunday. And 2 weeks from now, Mule Day.
Woohoo! I can't wait.
The red buds are blooming. The fish are jumping in the boat. And we are ready. We are doggone ready. Okay. Of course, the Mule Day is put on by the Murray County Bridle and Saddle Club. And I have with me Mandy Mills from Murray County Bridle and Saddle Club. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
And Louise Mills, who's been with us on several occasions already talking about Mule Day. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning to you.
Okay, folks. We're 2 weeks away.
It's coming fast.
Are y'all ready?
And we're not ready. But we
ready
will be.
Not.
Well, let's give just a quick rundown. We've done this before, but a quick rundown. You're starting up April 4th, which is 2 weeks from yesterday, right?
Yes.
And what will happen on April 4th?
April the 4th, that's a Thursday, and we open the park for our first day at 10 a.m., and it runs to 7 p.m., and the craft show will be going on with some live music, some old-fashioned log pulling competition, the dog show, feed time race, jackpot races, Mule Day, Miss Mule Day pageant. That day will be packed full of entertainment.
Well, let's back up to April 1st. That is the day the wagon train departs. And that's pretty doggone neat right there. You know what?
Yeah, it's really neat. And this year they'll be riding through the Santa Fe area. They'll be their camp base will be at the Murray County Coon Hunters Club. And I got to ride through the routes, and they're going to have some really good scenic, good riding for that this year.
And they'll camp out too on the route?
Well, they'll camp. Their camp base will be at the Murray County Coon Hunters Club, and they'll camp there. Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and then Wednesday they'll ride from the Coon Hunters Club through scenic back roads into Murray County Park.
Delk, you think maybe you could get your backpack packed up and go out and spend the night with them?
At the Murray County Coon Hunters Club?
Yeah.
I know a grandson who would love
that. He'd love that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. He is 7 years old, and he would, I mean, that would be his briar patch for sure.
And I got to do this too, Delk. We was fans of Santa Fe basketball team. You sure what a season they had. Miss Mills' son was on that basketball team, Delk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's going to be a senior.
The one that just almost won the
state.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was so exciting. Whew.
It was exciting for all of us. That was amazing.
Mama nerves are not good during that time, though.
What about the crowds y'all had over there in Murph Center?
Oh, we had the best. I mean, you know, Santa Fe community showed up and showed out in support of those boys.
They was loud.
We couldn't be more thankful for that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was. It was so awesome.
That was so fun to watch.
Yeah, I had to give you some kudos on that right there because the community was proud of Santa Fe's basketball team.
Yes.
And you know, we're so blessed that we have a community radio station here that we can cover Santa Fe, Cullioca, Mount Pleasant, Central, Spring Hill. And so Kennedy Broadcasting Company is totally committed to covering all these communities and their sports. So, Delk, hats off to you. That's an awesome job we did.
Well, hats off to Santa Fe. I mean, they didn't win, but by George, they almost did.
It was so exciting.
They were right there in the Final Four, and they were competitive. And you know, you just what else can you say? You know.
Oh, they played their hearts out, and I do have to tell y'all, the Santa Fe community actually loved the coverage that y'all did of that.
Thank you.
They were so appreciative, and y'all were very entertaining for them. They loved you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed. I mean, we had the radio on, just cheering, yelling, clapping, that was something to.
I'm not sure if there was a citizen of Santa Fe that didn't go to the game.
Well, Santa Fe was pretty empty.
Well, good stuff, though.
All right. We got through Thursday, April 4th. Quick rundown again on Thursday, April 5th.
Friday,
April 5th. Thank you.
Friday. A lot of the same things will be happening, and we don't want to neglect the food vendors. They're out there, and there's a lot of commercial vendors out there, so you need to check those out. And, of course, they have a drive-in show that draws a big crowd. The state auctioneers contest is going on that day over at the United Producers building. There's cart barrel racing at 4. There's live music with Tony Malugin at 6 p.m. that night. There's things going on around town, and so that's going to be a busy day for everybody.
It's going to be a big day. All right, Saturday, the big day, the day of the parade, which will... What time does that parade start?
11 o'clock? It starts at 11.
11 a.m. sharp.
We'll go right by this radio station, and we will be broadcasting it on video and on radio from right here at the Front Porch Radio.
And Miss Mandy's in charge of that parade. So.
Oh, wow. You got a big job.
It is. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. And I get to meet, you know, just some of the most amazing people that come and participate in that parade, and they make it fun. Mm-hmm. Make it seem a little less like work.
Let me ask you a question. It's all locked now, right? Nobody can get in the parade.
Well, this year, it's not quite as big as it's been in the past.
Really?
So if you call me, I'll do my best to work you in.
Okay.
I make no promises, but, you know, if somebody's there and they really want in the parade, I'll do my best to make it happen for
them. How do they get a hold of you?
They can call the Mule Day office at 931-381-9557, and somebody there will be able to help them out.
Awesome.
All right, and you've got a website, I'm sure, as well,
We do. MuleDay.com. They can go on there and send us a message or email us at info@MuleDay.com.
And get the schedule of events that we're talking about this morning?
Yes, sir.
It's all there.
Can we talk about the parade again? We have a lot of welcomes. Oh,
Kelly Johnson, Main Street, Columbia. Welcome in.
Thank you. We've had a lot of people come into the Welcome Center, and they're like, we're excited for Mule Day, but it's our first Mule Day because they're new to the community. So they're like, where do we park? Where do we go? How does all this work? So we always encourage them. We're like, get there early. I said, some people park their RVs on Wednesday and leave them overnight. But on Saturday, the day of the parade, find a spot and walk and get you a good seat because it's a great parade. So,
well, thank you.
You are welcome. And again, with it being a daytime parade, it has a totally different effect than the evening time Christmas parade. I mean,
Yes. People
can see so well during the daytime, and it's just a different type of crowd and energy with that daytime. So I encourage everybody on that Saturday, get there early, get you a good spot. If you can't find parking, park a street over and you'll figure it out. Just
pray
walk
for moderate
up.
Weather.
Yes, get there early because they do close the roads around 9 a.m. So
there it is.
Get there early, find you a good spot. And, you know, this year we've got some really fun, exciting entries. We have some stage coaches. Of course, we have Oaks and Nichols Antique Hearse, which is always a big hit. It's just so neat.
Mm. Oaks and Nichols funeral directors, yeah.
Possum Holler Garage this year, they're putting 3 entries in. We're excited for them. They always, you know, bring us the radio flyer wagon. And last year we had the Red Solo Cup. And this year they're doing a new entry. So I'm excited to see that.
And if you've never seen those floats, like their radio wagon is not a little radio wagon. It is life-size.
Old-fashioned radio wagon kids have had for,
Right, but you're putting adults in it, and it's probably 20 feet long. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, all of a sudden this giant solo cup just goes cruising
20 feet high. People are standing in the top of it like bubbles.
I heard somebody got married in it last year.
Oh, no. Things you'll see on Mule Day.
You got to wonder what those folks out there at Sawdust are doing when they come up with all this.
Or what their ads on Facebook, because they're Googling parts. You're like, huh, wonder what this person's about to make.
Oh, moonshine.
Right. Who knows? But that's a fun entry, and I'm glad they're going to be in it for you guys.
I'm so glad. I'm excited to see what they bring every year.
Well, and a lot of times people come into the Welcome Center and they're like, well, what's a mule? Why is this mule town? What is Mule Day? They're always asking similar questions. I'm like, if you've never seen a mule, it's the most majestic creature because it's just a beautiful, a beautiful animal. So I think that's one of my favorite parts of truly getting a new transplant here, to come to Mule Day, to see a mule in riding down the street, because they are beautiful animals. So,
and it's all free. It's all free.
Yeah.
Parking's free. The parade's free. But if you don't get out to Murray County Park, you need to get out there too, because that is a beautiful place, good food. And what does it cost to get in the park this year?
Well, it's $10 a day for adults. Kids under age 13 are free. Of course, you can buy a weekend pass that gets you Thursday through Sunday, and it's $25.
Okay. Now, what happens on Sunday? We didn't get that far.
Well, with Sunday, it's kind of our wind-down day, and we do have some things going on. Of course, there's food vendors still there, and the arts and crafts starts to close up around 2 o'clock, so you need to get there right after church if you can. Then there is a Western mule show that takes place that afternoon. But in the mornings, we have a traditional thing that our church service worship hour is at 9, and then the Western Fun Show, and it starts at 9 a.m. I know that's early, but to get everything done that day, they have to put it there. And then the craft people will still be there, and then the Mini Mania Show, which is the little bitty mules. Now, they will be there at 12. That always brings a lot of attention because they're so cute. They're tiny and just so cute.
There
stubborn,
you go.
Stubborn but cute.
Now, y'all have got a special guest with you today here. Sean Agnew is with Craft Body Scan. Craft Body Scan is a big sponsor of Mule Day this year. Sean Agnew, welcome in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you. Now, you're new to Middle Tennessee, right?
Yeah. It's been about 3 years.
Yeah. So this Mule Day stuff is sort of new to you.
I'm definitely on the newbie side on the Mule Day, so I'm fascinated by the things I've heard so far, and everything when we were first approached about it, everybody I've talked to has just raved about the history and the way it's been put on for so many years and so consistently done well, which made us want to reach out and be involved.
Okay, yeah. So y'all did reach out, become involved to not only support the community, but to get the word out about Craft Body Scans. You're a sponsor, and so let's see. Ladies, I understand y'all are going to have Craft banners all out there at the park and that kind of thing.
We will.
There we go.
They're considered an arena sponsor this year, which is a wonderful sponsor, one of our biggest sponsors, and we're so appreciative. So we'll have their banners in the arena, and they'll actually have a booth set up in our craft fair area and our commercial area so that people can come by and see what they're all about. And
all right, well, let's learn what Craft Body Scans is all about.
Well, first, I'm excited that there's a craft fair area, because we're going to claim it like it's all ours. So
all right.
That's I'm loved it when I saw that. We're a company that is about preventative medicine. And what I say that is we all have a challenge that we're in a system that makes us have to wait till something happens and then go try to fix it. Unfortunately, we have about 125 years worth of American medical data shows us that that's not the right way to work. That if we can find it before we have symptoms, we have a 90%+ chance of taking care of the issue. If we wait till we have symptoms and go try to take a pill, now we're in the 30%. That didn't make sense for us. We were founded by doctors. So with us, we allow you to come in, take a few minutes, scan parts of your body or your entire body, and see if there's anything as small as a grain of rice that isn't supposed to be there. We check everything from the size of your heart. We check your lung sacs, because most people don't know lung cancer is the number one cancer killer out there. And most people, especially in my age group, we always remember those commercials of smokers and secondhand smoke. The data from last 20 years, there are people getting lung cancer diagnosis who've never been around smoke, never smoked. Right?
Wow. Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. So the challenge is, if you don't check for it, you're not going to have symptoms until it's too late. We have numerous stories. I just had a couple that called me on Thursday last week. One of my folks had met with them. The husband didn't want to come in and get scanned. The wife made him, which is usually how it works. Thank you, ladies. You save us all. You birth us and save us. And then they came in and got scanned. He didn't want his results until a few days later, because they were going to Las Vegas. His wife called and got his results. Thank goodness she did. He had a 99% blocked artery. He called back here to Middle Tennessee to his doctor. His doctor told him, stop eating, don't drink, go to the nearest ER. By 2 o'clock that afternoon, he was in surgery.
Oh, wow.
Right? literally, she called us back saying, crying, saying, that saved my husband's life.
Hmm.
Wow.
So
wow.
When we talk about that, the challenge is the first sign of a heart attack is usually a heart attack. So when people tell me things like, oh, I'm healthy and I eat all these other things, and I'm like, listen, you got to ask yourself a question. Is it better to look healthy or is it better to be healthy? Mm-hmm. And the only way you can be healthy is by checking. So we check you early to make sure that you are okay, just like you would do with an annual mammogram, just like you would do with a colonoscopy, just like you would do with anything else. And it gives the power back to the patient. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones who have their best needs at heart, and they're the ones who need the information to make the best decisions.
Okay, your scanning system, Your scanning center, which serves all of Middle Tennessee,
yes,
is in Nashville.
Yes.
Don't know what that was. All right. Your scanning center, which serves all of Middle Tennessee, is in Nashville. How to, you know, if Kelly wants her husband to access those services, how does that work?
Well, we have people reach out to us many ways. I mean, you can go to our website, craftbodyscan.com. You can give us a call at 615-436-1000. But what we're going to do, we're going to do something a little different. When you, because of Mule Day, right, as a sponsor, normally when you come and you call us that way, you're going to pay retail. And even though we do it cheaper than going through insurance or other things, it's still an expensive process. You're talking about you're being put on a $4 million machine, right? So it's usually $1,360 for a heart and lung scan or $2,495 for a full body scan. We're doing a special promotion for Mule Day that anybody who signs up with us there can come later for their appointment, and we're going to do it for $79.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's the
that's
kicker.
Nice.
It's heart and lung scan?
Heart and lung scan. And it's not just $79 per person. I got approval from our CEO because we're a first-time sponsor with Mule Day, and I wanted to help as many people as we could. We're going to do it $79 per couple.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So that gives people the opportunity to not only have their report, have an appointment. We'll sit down with them for about 90 minutes. We're going to talk about family health history, which is really important, paternal and maternal side, to see if there's any things we need to be looking for, check out, that kind of thing. They actually get a report where normally when you go to the doctor and do it, the doctor may not give you your images. We actually give you your images directly to you along with your report. And if you have a follow-up need, we have doctors and medical professionals on staff that can answer any questions for you.
Wow, that's amazing. No, Kelly, for $79, yeah, there's no reason for you and your husband not to go.
No need. What about children? Do y'all start care for children at a young age, or is it more for the adult?
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to try not to be on a soapbox on this.
Okay.
Yeah, you touched a nerve with me on that one. The challenge is, as we were talking off air before, in other countries, everybody gets scanned because, I mean, kids get cancer. There's a children's cancer hospital right down the street from my office, right? Mm-hmm. The challenge is because it's preventative, it's not diagnostic, meaning it hasn't already been diagnosed by a doctor. The laws are still on the books from 54 years ago when CT scanning was about the size of this room, which is huge, and you had to have a lead suit on and you were getting so much radiation that they were afraid it was going to keep you from having to have children, right? Even though the technology is better and it's much different now, nobody changed the laws. So it's really for those folks in that 30 and up range. Now, if somebody comes to us and they have a doctor's order and the doctor wants them scanned, yes, I can scan any age.
Interesting.
But for an adult to come and get a scan, they don't have to have a doctor's order.
As long as they're above 35. If they're 30, because of those laws, because if they're 35 and under, they have to have an order. If 35 up to 40, they have to have a note. Or if they have a family health history. So if mother, father, grandfather, grandmother has had something, then that's self-proclaimed. They have a form. They just have to fill that out. And then once they do that, I don't need the note or the order.
Okay. So, and 40 and above, just...
Yep, 40 and above is nothing.
Come on in. $79 Mule Day special, heart and lung scan, cancer, heart disease.
Yep.
And other things that might be revealed by a scan.
Yep.
Once the scan's done in your office, how long would it be you get the results back?
It's a few days. Okay. We do it. Basically, what happens is you have your own electronic portal. So once it's read, and I love the way we do it. Not because of my company. I mean, the way I got into this business was I had a scan. I didn't have any symptoms. I had a scan 9 years ago, and it saved me from getting a pacemaker. So I'm a 1,000% believer
right.
in this system, right? But the way we do it, we check it. multiple times before we send it to you, but that still is only a couple of days, maybe a few days. And then you have access to the portal, which gives you the images and all the reports. And then you're able to give that to your doctor, your specialist, whoever you'd like. But what I like about it is I have people, just like I do every year, I scan every year because of the issue I told you about. I love that I have my images and my reports, and I can see year to year if there's any changes, mm-hmm. right? Because that's all the doctor does. When we go to a doctor, they want blood work or they want a scan. All they're doing is saying, hey, James, hey, Delk, come in next year. I'm going to do blood work. All they're doing is comparing from the last time you came in.
Right.
Right? It's the same thing that the patient gets to do, except you don't have to wait the 90 days to get in the office to get it done. Right? You're able to have it on you. And I'll give you one other little caveat. My wife has a severe rheumatoid arthritis. We were in Costa Rica 4 years ago, and I was in the military. I was had a top secret NATO security clearance, which sounds much cooler than it really was. But my job was to decode and encode messages from Saudi Arabia to the Pentagon and back, right? I had an easier time doing that than I did calling back to the United States of America to get my wife's medical records for the ER doctor in Costa Rica than I did doing those messages. Mm. So now we have our images and our reports that we've downloaded on our own thumb drives. She keeps mine, I keep hers, and my adult children know where they're at. So if something happens to me or her, all we have to do is go to that file, walk it in, because people forget when it comes to healthcare, minutes and seconds matter. Like they are life and death minutes and seconds. So I don't have time to wait for you to have a message to Dr. Such and Such and to get me a report. I need that report now.
Wow. All right. Kraft Body Scans, sponsor of Mule Day. They will have a booth out at the Maury County Fairgrounds all 4 days of Mule Day, April 4th through April the 7th. And you can get more information about these scans. Talk to the people from Kraft there. Mm-hmm. You can also, of course, get online, craftbodyscan.com. Their offices are in Nashville. When somebody comes in to get a scan, how long does it typically take?
For that first visit, we ask for 90 minutes because, like I said, we're going to go over family health history. We're going to explain the process. We're going to have them go through a report. So when you get the report, we want you to know what you're looking at.
Okay.
Right? Because unfortunately, a lot of times we go to the doctor may or may not show you, or they may not explain it to you. We want the patient to be as informed as possible. And then per person, per scan, it's about 10 minutes apiece.
Okay. All right. Kraft Body Scans will be out at their sponsor of Mule Day, and we appreciate that. I know the Maury County Bridle and Saddle Club appreciates that, but the entire community appreciates that because we love Mule Day and got to have sponsors to make it happen. Kraft Body Scan, though, will have a booth out there at the fairgrounds all 4 days of Mule Day, so you can get more information, talk to them about what it involves, what it's going to cost. $79 Mule Day special for you and your spouse. That's absolutely amazing for a full body scan, heart, lungs, heart attack, cancer. And again, go to craftbodyscan.com or come out and visit with them at the fairgrounds. We are way long, folks, so we are going to take a break for some commercial messages, and we'll be back.
Hello, my name is Zach Maddox. I'm a proud third-generation owner-operator of Columbia Paint and Wall Cover, founded by my grandfather, Ralph Maddox, in 1946. Now I am honored to continue the legacy as owner-operator today. We offer a variety of paint and wall covering products, but our passion is customer service. We can offer many personalized services and can come out to your house or business if needed. Visit us at our store, downtown Columbia, at 1114 Carmack Boulevard, or online at paintcolumbia.com.
This is Jack Cobb with Maury County Public Schools and the Big Yellow School Bus. You're listening to Front Porch Radio 103.7 WKRM in Columbia, Tennessee.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
I am Jack Blackstone.
And I'm Emery Blackstone.
Together, we are Greenway Tech Repair. Tired of slow computers, cracked phone screens, and fancy home electronics you don't know how to use? We can help.
We provide local on-site services as well as remote troubleshooting for any job, no matter how large or small, from computers and laptops to mobile devices and home electronics.
We Blackstone Brothers are eager to serve our community. Find us on Facebook at Greenway Tech Repair or by phone at 931-388-2691.
That's on Facebook at Greenway Tech Repair or by phone at 931-388-2691.
Murray County volunteer firefighters provide fire and rescue services to Murray County residents like you. I'm Savannah Madison, Public Information Officer with Murray County Fire. Our department serves over 600 square miles, and as a volunteer department, we rely on community donations to operate. You can also support by joining our department. We help you obtain the certifications to become a support member or firefighter. Learn more about making a tax-deductible donation or becoming a firefighter at murraycountyfiretn.org. That's murraycountyfiretn.org.
Hey Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine log box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. When you think of diamonds, what do you think of? Rare, precious, timeless, sparkles like the sun. They are timeless and nothing like them on earth. Then do you think, where do I buy local to buy the perfect ring? Maybe a diamond pendant or earrings or maybe a new diamond band. Look no further. Tillis Jewelry carries all your diamond and jewelry needs. Stop by and see our wonderful collection. And remember, if you don't know your diamonds, know your jeweler. Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia.
I love this station.
Absolutely love the station.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are the best, best, best.
It is the best station.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Okay, we are back. Front Porch Happenings. This is the time and place station where each week we talk about what's going on in Columbia, Murray County, Southern Middle Tennessee, and the weekend, week and weeks to come. I'm your host, Delk Kennedy, co-host, Coach James Dixon. How you doing, man?
Lovely. It's Friday. Sun shining. Beautiful outside.
All right. We've been talking about Mule Day, 2 weeks away. We've also been talking about Kraft Body Scan, which I think he's going to get a lot of interest. And so they will be out at Mule Day. They're a sponsor. They will have a booth there available where you can talk to them about getting a scan for yourself and your spouse for $79, a Mule Day special. This is a CT-type scan, screening for heart disease, cancer, and other things. An amazing thing in their. I know people have a number of questions and want to have answers and see how this works. So they will have a booth there at the Murray County Fairground, April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. They also can, you can get more information online at craftbodyscan.com. I think this is now where we go on to talk about sports. Coach James Dixon, what's up, man?
Sports. NCAA basketball tournament. Congratulations to the Tennessee Vols last night, winning a big first round game. Didn't do real well for the other three SEC teams. They all in and out. They're out now. So of course Alabama plays tonight here on 101.7 at 6:35 tip off. They play a number 13 seed Charleston. Alabama's an 80% win chance tonight, but where it went yesterday, that don't mean a whole bunch, though. And then at 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock tonight, Front Porch Sports Radio will be live from the factory at A1 Wings tonight. Drake Colley and Lou Maddox will be doing a live sports talk radio show tonight. So if you get a chance to tune into that at 101.7 from 4 to 6. And, of course, right after 6, we'll segue into the Alabama Basketball Network. And then also tonight on 103.7 at 5 o'clock, Columbia Central Girls Lady Lions will take on Lewis County Panthers tonight at home. And so Mike Lyles will be on the call with that. We'll also have video on that as well. And then Sunday we have the NASCAR race at 2:30. At Elko Park out in Elrod, Texas, and that right there will be the wrap of the sports for our radio station for the weekend, Elk.
Wow, that's all good. It's that time of year. March Madness is maddening. Before we get away from Mule Day, though, I know Louise mentioned this, but one of the most fun events, I think. Well, that's not fair. All of Mule Day is fun. It's all fun. But a really huge fun event is the Mule Day Auctioneers Championship, which is held on Friday, April 5th, out at the old livestock barn across from the jail. It's 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The Columbia Breakfast Rotary there has an auctioneers contest, and auctioneers come from all over the world. There's an open championship, a rookie champion, and a junior champion auctioneer. The auctioneers are judged, and of course, one of them is ultimately awarded the grand championship, and then second runner-up, et cetera, and so forth. But the way it works is that local businesses donate items to be auctioned there at the auctioneers contest, and people bid on them, and money is raised for the Columbia Breakfast Rotary's college scholarship fund, which all goes to Murray County kids, college scholarships. And so it's a great fun way to raise money. I bought my grandson a fire truck out there a couple of years ago, so it's all good. And so that is 11 a.m. out at the Tennessee Livestock Sale Barn out on Industrial Park Road across from the jail. Go out there, you know, they always have hamburgers and whatnot for lunch. You know, bid on the items and just have a big time and raise money for a good cause. Kelly Johnson, director, Main Street, Columbia, Tennessee. What's going on in your world this weekend and week to come?
You know, I think everybody's just ready to be out and about and enjoying this beautiful weather. So most of the things happening this weekend are Easter related. So we have a few Easter egg hunts happening around town. The first one happening at Woodland Park by the City of Columbia Parks and Recs Department. They're hosting an Easter egg hunt at 9:30 a.m. at the Rotary Shelter at Woodland Park. If you would like to go, I think the Easter Bunny will make an appearance there, but there will be Easter eggs galore. There will be an egg hunt for, I think all ages. So if you're interested in joining the City of Columbia Parks and Recs Department, we encourage you. That's 9 to 10:30. So I would say don't be late for that hunt over in Woodland Park. Another hunt happening on Saturday is by Destiny's Church. They're actually going out to the Murray County Park, so where our Mule Day will be happening in a few weeks. The Murray County Park is where this Easter egg hunt will be on Saturday. I think you can find all of their information at destinieschurch.com, but they're doing an egg hunt, a bike giveaway, inflatables, and more. So again, Easter Bunny is going to be very active this weekend. The final thing I would like to mention is the Tulip Fest. I don't know if you guys have been to Liberty Grace Farms, but I've seen pictures. I have not been yet. But if you enjoy a beautiful tulip farm, Liberty Grace Farms is hosting their annual tulip pick. You are able to go. It's $12 per person, and then you're able to pick tulips. It's $1.50 per stem that you pick, and they show you how to correctly cut a tulip. But you're able to take pictures and enjoy a really fun day at their farm, and that is happening March 13th until March 28th. So you have just a few more days until that event is over, because I think all the tulips are gone after that point. So a really neat spring outing for you and your friends. I had mentioned that the Parks and Recs Department is hosting the Egg Hunt. They're also now doing a bike ride every Thursday down at Riverwalk Park. So if you're interested in getting out and learning how to ride a bike, they do a guided tour around Riverwalk Park every Thursday, I think starting at 5 p.m. So get out and get active. But we highly encourage definitely staying local and getting involved with all the events that are coming up. So with Columbia, here in Columbia, Mule Day again is 2 weeks out. Also, our Mid-State Classic softball game is 2 weeks out.
Oh, that's a big deal. Yes.
So, same week as Mule Week, but ours is happening on Tuesday. The Mid-State Classic is the girls' softball game that happens down at Ridley Field. There's three games total, the highlight game being the UT Lady Vols playing the Memphis Tigers softball team. So, check that out if you have an interest in seeing those two collegiate level teams play. And then I think our local Columbia State girls are going to be playing as well.
Columbia State plays, I think, UT Southern. And before that, Columbia Central plays
Spring Hill.
Spring Hill, yeah. So, I mean, and boy, when I go out there and cover that event, I see all these young girls who are just so inspired by these older softball players, and they're getting them to autograph their balls. And I mean, it's awesome.
It's a cool event. And again, if you don't have a child that's interested in softball, going to see those games are truly a cool experience. Because if not, you're going to have to drive to Memphis or Knoxville to go see those games.
This is right here in Columbia.
And I was talking to Mac Reagan this morning, and Mac said there's still a few tickets left. Not many. You better get your tickets, because once it's sold out, there's no more tickets available, and they're probably 5,000 to 6,000 people show up for that event.
It is a large event for that day. So,
and I suspect you can contact the Visitor Center downtown and get information about getting
tickets. You can find information by calling us at the Welcome Center, but also going to the City of Columbia, ColumbiaTN.com is where you purchase tickets and you get all the information. So if you'd like to get tickets, again, tickets are on ColumbiaTN.com, and you'll see the Mid-State Classics logo, and that's where you can buy tickets for that event.
And the tickets is only $10.
It's not bad, and I think that covers all three games.
Three games for $10.
There you go.
It's great.
So you get the ball field food.
Kelly?
April 2nd.
Tuesday, April 2nd, and it starts that morning, and it goes until that evening.
2 days before Mule Day starts. All right, there we go, folks. We've got to take another break here. We're sort of on a long schedule here today, so here we go.
Hi, this is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 1340 and 103.7 WKRM Columbia.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
My kind of music.
I get the best mix of my favorite music.
All on one radio station.
Every morning, I park my car across the street from my business, and I can't wait to get in there. That's pretty common for small business owners. We have the added satisfaction, however, of guiding hundreds of families with their retirement, education, savings, and general investments. We're a locally owned business that tries very hard to simplify a complicated world. This is Monty Sneed from Caledonian Financial in historic downtown Columbia.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through NBC Securities Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Okay, welcome back to Front Porch Happenings. I'm your host, Del Kennedy, along with my co-host, Coach James Dickinson. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm great. What a great show we're having today.
Oh, yeah. And it's just spring and things are happening. Mule Day, Easter, the Mid-South Classic. It's just absolutely amazing. All right. I've got a message from George Hamilton V. He has a show on this channel every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. George writes to me this Sunday night on George Hamilton V's Americana Central Time radio show on WKRM at 7 p.m. Live music and conversation with Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, guitar slinger Carlton Moody, who currently lives just outside of Paris, France, and tours across France and Europe. Plus, One Tale at a Time with Marshall McGall from his acclaimed book Tales from the Backward Z, rip-roaring stories about the goings-on while he was growing up in marvelous Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. Tune in to George Hamilton V's Americana Central Time live performance radio show on WKRM and WKRMradio.com Sunday nights at 7, direct from Columbia, Tennessee. And last but not least, every week we turn to Jay Powell's column in the Columbia Daily Herald. Every Friday, Jay writes a column about what's going on in and around Columbia, Murray County, southern Middle Tennessee, and the week and weeks to come. Number one on Jay's list, Easter events in Murray County. Celebrate Easter a little early this weekend with egg hunts in the park, Easter theme parties downtown, and more. Destiny Church will host its Easter at the park starting at 11 a.m. at Murray County Park, which is set to be a fun-filled, friendly, family-friendly day. Activities will include an Easter egg hunt, bike giveaways, inflatables, and more. And I assume that's tomorrow, 11 a.m. at Murray County Park. Columbia Parks and Recreation will host its annual Operation Egg Hunt at Woodland Park starting at 9 a.m. Saturday. The hunt will feature two areas of exploration for novices and advanced gatherers. To round out this weekend's Easter events, our museum, Children's Museum, will host its Hoppening Easter Party starting at 1 p.m. Sunday activities will include story time, Easter treats, crafts, and photos with the Easter Bunny. Tickets are available. Nope, they're sold out right now, but you can go to the Our Museum website and get on the waiting list. Number two, Watershed presents the 39 Steps. Step into the world of Alfred Hitchcock's early masterpieces as Watershed Public Theater represents its... All right, I'm reading an old-fashioned newspaper. I got to turn the page. Represents its production of the 39 Steps, the fast-paced whodunit, which features 150 characters, all played by a cast of four. We'll have three performances this weekend starting at 7 o'clock tonight, 3 p.m. Matinee. At 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and a 3 p.m. matinee on Sunday. Performances will be at Columbia State Community College's Cherry Theater. Tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for students, $18 for seniors. The Family Center Reverse Raffle will host its year's reverse raffle to raise money for the what the Family Center does, people in need, clothing, food. The event will take place at the Memorial Building and will be at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday. Tickets are $25 and can be accessed at eventbrite.com. The 2024 reverse raffle will include dinner, drinks, dancing, as well as a chance to win $2,000. There will be a silent auction and additional door giveaways. Garden and Chicken Day at the Co-op is next on Jay's list, and that will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Garden and Chicken Day. There you go. And then there's live entertainment all over the county. Let's see. We got, what time is it, Coach?
I've got 11:55.
Oh, boy. Well, live entertainment all over the place. Folks, we are running out of time.
Hey, well, we got to mention this, too. The day before Easter, Harmon Scrap Metal, a good radio sponsor of ours that's involved real heavy in the community, they'll have their Easter egg hunt at William Park between 2 and 4 the day before Easter.
I'd say it's a good chance. Head to a park and you're finding something happening. So.
There is something happening. And
Delk, y'all still have your rabbit hunt after that, Easter?
No. All right, folks. Have a great weekend. Have a great week ahead. You know, just get ready. And I mean, it's just going to be awesome. We're going to have a great spring. It's here. All sorts of fun things going on. And we will see you back next week, this time, this station, to talk about what's going on in Columbia, southern Middle Tennessee, and Murray County in the weekend and weeks to come. Folks, all you folks who attended today, thanks so much. And good luck in whatever your events may be.
See you next week, folks.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.